Welcome to the studio, Tanya.
Hi. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Perfect. So I wanted to have you on the podcast today because, as you know, I recently lost my dog, Frankie, and you were so kind to feature me in Clarkson Living Magazine. Was that a couple years back now?
It was July of 22.
Oh, I guess
the right
date.
On the top.
Yes, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful cover. I dodged you for, what, about a year?
Yep.
And then finally you tricked me with featuring my dogs.
That's all I wanted.
Yes.
That's all I wanted on the cover was just those two dogs.
Yes. I was in. So that was the selling point. And we got some beautiful photos out of there. Frankie is the black and white Harlequin. She's the one that just passed away. She was just 4 years old and died suddenly of heart failure. So, you know, I loved her deeply and miss her terribly. So I'm so happy. I was just reflecting this year on things I was grateful for, and I was grateful to do that photo shoot with you and that feature because now I have those photos to remember Frankie.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that we did all that.
We had some great great photos from that shoot, including one of Frankie giving you a full size hug.
Oh my gosh, she scared me to death when she jumped on my shoulders, but I mean, it was great. Yeah. She's great.
Yes. I don't have a single photo with just her and I in that pose, but I did get some good ones with her giving me a big hug with her paws on my shoulders, and Ziggy's in the picture too.
I think he's got the goofiest face.
Yes.
On that, and that exact photo is like one of my favorites because he's got like a really weird, just goofy face.
Yes, he's got goofy faces in all of them, and I want to say it's cropped out of this one, but he's got a red rocket in one of the photos.
Oh,
and it was like he had the red rocket in the best photo.
I did not notice that, but maybe John edited some of those out. I don't know.
Maybe. I was laughing because they're not edited, actually, because if you look, this was a funny photo shoot because if you see, I have a white shirt on, but if you remember, there's the picture, yes. God, she's beautiful.
She is. She's beautiful.
That was a great picture. I had not seen that picture, so I was happy to see that when it got sent my way. Frankie looks silly in that picture. They must be looking at you because you had all the treats.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so funny. That's a great one.
They're all great.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when we first got there. That's look at his face.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it this big on the screen before. That's funny. Frankie's like French kissing me.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's one of my favorites. But I remember when we first got there, like if there was Dewey, remember? And they slid you across Depot Park.
Yes, I was just about to bring that up because on the cover photo, I can see it really clear on this TV, all the mud on the front of my shirt.
Right.
So John did not edit these. These are unedited photos. That's hilarious. So just to give the audience a little bit of context, we did that photo shoot. It was, what, 9 in the morning, 8 in the morning?
Yeah.
On a summer day, I want to say.
In June?
Yes. And we got down to the park, and I had these white leather Chuck Taylors on. And those are flat foot, and we got down to the park. It was all dewy.
It's like a skating rink for
you. Yes,
and
I kept telling you guys, and I had the dog stashed up at the house, but I came down first because I needed to do a scope of the park because those dogs get a lot of attention. I was trying to tell you guys, I was like, these dogs get a lot of attention, so we have to be ready as soon as we get down there. And so you guys are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I go up, I get the dogs, we go down there. Sure as shit, we start taking the photos. And then this little kid and his mom came running over. Can we pet your dogs? And both dogs, I had the leashes. I like launched me midair,
yep.
Flipped over on my back. I was like tumbling around and I was all tangled up in their leashes. It was hilarious. And so that set the tone for the rest of the photo shoot. So I had a grass stain on my ass and then muddy paw prints and mud all over the front of my shirt. I tried to dust it all off and go from there. And
But it was still a great shoot.
It was, but it was fun because that really explains what it's like kind of having Great Danes, is that they're fun and unpredictable, and that's what it was always like with Frankie since I got her.
Aww.
That's a great one too.
Well, and I love that, you know, I mean, I like to do things a little outside the box, and I don't want them to be stiff and rigid, you know, especially, you know, photo shoots and covers. So, I mean, I want it to be organic and fun and unpredictable.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
It totally was.
I wish we could see some of the pictures because I remember, like, as I was spinning around on my back like a turtle, I happened to look up because I think my sunglasses fell off and I was all tangled up in their leashes. And I looked up at John and John was just snapping away. And I haven't seen any of these outtakes. We'll have to see some.
I might be able to get some. let's see.
I think that stuff's funny. So that's very much the life of a Great Dane owner is walking around town. Kind of got as they got bigger, and I had two. It was harder to walk around town because we have so many restaurants around, and so all the smells like just get them going. And then once you get onto Main Street, everyone dines outside. So walking with two of those big beasts, like they attract a lot of attention. So people want to come and see them, and they want to jump. Like, they give you a big hug.
They're so friendly. Yes. They love everybody.
Right.
So.
And so, but it was like, one will behave and one won't, or then they both want to pull me in different directions, and you got one person over here wanting to see them, and one person over here wanting to see them, and you're just like this. It's so funny. It's just like what you would see in the comics, you know, with like right. Marmaduke and Scooby-Doo. Yes. It's exactly what you think it is.
They're so beautiful, though.
I need to do another photo shoot with Ziggy because it's just he and I now. But yes, I'm so grateful to you for that photo shoot and you getting me out of my comfort zone, because that was a huge leap for me. Much like you, I'm dialed back. I'm very dialed into the community and participating. And I like to get back and get involved and make connections for people. But I like to kind of stay behind the scenes.
That's totally me.
I know it
Absolutely
is.
Absolutely me.
Yes. And so... I know, that was a huge leap getting into the photo shoot for me. So what took you down, I have to ask, what took you down the path of Best Version Media? Because I do know that you like to, you know, kind of dial back, stay behind the scenes and, you know, put everybody else in the spotlight. But
well, I mean, it's funny. I was automotive for 20 years. I mean, that was my career. And I just decided that I just didn't really want to do that anymore. So I quit my job and I got an LLC, and I was actually going to go into interior design because I would do all my girlfriend's houses and all that fun stuff. And this kind of fell into my lap, and I'm like, you know, I've got a marketing background and, you know, I've got a minor in studio art. So, I mean, I already have like the creative side, and I'm like, well, I can do both. No, I can't do both.
Right.
So it kind of, you know, like it just fell into my lap, and I really just loved it because I do love meeting new people all the time and just talking to people, and I'm very people-y kind of person. And it came really easily to me, believe it or not.
So, I know when I met you, it's easy to see that that one of your gifts is connecting people. So it's, you definitely found your way into the right franchise with Best Version.
Yes.
Now you have two publications that you
I do Clarkson, and I also do Orion. So I have an Orion publication as well. That one's a little bit newer. Clarkson is my first one, and it's a little bit bigger, but trying to grow Orion as well. But, yeah, Clarkson is my home, so it takes precedence, I hate to say.
Yeah.
But it does.
Well, and it's your hometown, too. Are you originally from Clarkson?
Actually, I mean Waterford, like right on the border.
Well, it's so one of the same almost.
I went to Kettering. Yeah. I didn't go to Clarkson.
Gotcha.
But I've been here for, you know, since I graduated. You know,
yeah,
on the Clarkson border side.
Yeah,
I just moved over the border.
Yeah, you're very dialed into the community, and I think I know you're a huge volunteer in the community, and I know that there's so many events constantly happening around here. What are some of the ones that are real dear to your heart? Because I know that there's, you know, so many that you're involved in, but what are some of the, we can't name all of them.
No, I mean, Taste of Clarkson is, you know, obviously a really big one for the community. I volunteer for that every year, you know, 6 a.m. shift, and then I stay till almost the end. And I do a lot with, for that event especially, I do not only the setup for the chamber, but then I switch gears and go over to the beer tent. And I, because I'm an optimist, Clarkson Area Optimist Club. So we do the beer tent for the Taste of Clarkson. So I change shirts and I move over to the other side and we do that. But yeah, I mean, I do a ton of different events. I mean, a lot of the ribbon cuttings, I like to meet obviously new businesses and new people in the community. So I try and do a lot of those. tons of luncheons with, you know, mixers and, again, stuff like that in the community. You know, we've done with the parades, and I mean, there's a ton of things that we do, you know, whether
you're so connected into the community. What are some of your favorite businesses within the community? Or you don't want to get, you don't want to play
favorites.
We
can. I like so many. Because again, I love to support small business.
Yeah.
Which Small Business Saturday is coming up this week. So again, support, you know, Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
But I mean, I do. I love, you know, a lot of the shops and restaurants in downtown. And even if they're not in downtown, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just on the outskirts. But I do. I love to buy something that's local that you can't find somewhere else. And it's not at, you know, I hate to say Amazon. And sometimes you can't find everything.
Right.
You have to buy some things on Amazon or, you know, chain stores because you can't really get them. But
well, it's nice to come walk around town and find your way into a shop where you might not find something at a big box retailer.
Essence on Main, of course, is one of my favorites. And Emma is amazing. And Yergi over at, you know, the Clarkson Spa, I mean, she's great. I mean, there's just so many that are different. And you can go from one to the next and find something unique in every little place.
I love that you diversify within the community, too, to seek out individuals to feature in the magazines. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I've actually won 2 awards for the covers for Clarkson, so which is, I guess, unheard of. I found out from the company that you usually only one publisher will get one cover awarded in their, like, career, and I've already had 2 for Clarkson. So that was pretty crazy. And
congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. The last one that I did win the award for was when I had all of the gals from downtown businesses on the cover. So it was
A
Sarah
really nice
from
cover.
The Fed, and, you know, Yergi and Emily Ford, and, you know.
That was our mutual friend, John Ransom, who's in the studio adjacent to me here at the Inner Circle. John actually shot the photos for this issue also.
He does most of my work.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. I know you diversify a little bit. So
a little bit.
Yeah.
But he was probably my go-to.
Yeah.
You know, he's always fabulous, and he does a great job. And so, yeah.
And he's a well-traveled individual, so maybe you have to outsource when he's out of town.
Yeah, I do. And, I mean, I do like to mix it up with, you know, different photographers just to give them a chance.
Yeah.
Right? So I do have a new gal that she's in Waterford, and she does a lot of my stuff for Orion, too, and she's done some stuff for Clarkson. But she's young, and, you know, why not give her a chance and, like, get her out there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love to do that kind of stuff, too.
I love that. I had no idea. I'd never done a photo shoot like that before. So that was my first one. This was, like, prior to my martial arts photo shoot. So that was a great lead-in for me, kind of getting an understanding how it all works. There's a lot of work that goes into that. So I have to commend you on everything that goes into just the publication, because you really have to put a lot of thought and energy into that, a lot of passion.
They go so fast. I mean, it's a deadline. Yeah. It's like, oh, my gosh, we just finished one. And, I mean, it's another deadline. It goes faster than you think it does.
Yeah. How did you we recently, you know, we had the pandemic and you had the publication. I mean, everybody kind of – every business owner or franchise owner, entrepreneur suffered, you know, some setback. Like, did you feel like any mental duress during that time with getting the publication out?
You want to know what's funny is I started Clarkston. So I went through the training and I went to, you know, Milwaukee because that's where our headquarters is. Went through the training, got Clarkston up and running. Literally my very first issue came out March of 2020.
Wow.
So the first week of March, everything was great.
Yeah.
You know, and then second week, everything shut down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now what do I do? This is crazy. And you know what's funny? Even through the pandemic, everything was uncertain and nobody knew what was happening. Business owners, just people, life, everything. But I actually had a really great year that year because I think that there was so much uncertainty anyway.
Yeah.
Business owners wanted people to know, hey, I'm still alive. I'm still working. You know, I'm still a viable business, and hopefully this ends soon. But I just needed to get my stuff out there and tell people that, you know, we're still in business. So
that's
had a really great week. I really had a great year that year, which is almost surprising, but it's
true. Yeah, well, that's great because you were able to publish and keep people relevant and get their message out there.
Yeah,
they're still alive and kicking and support small business. That's great.
And it's funny, too, because Dr. Kamen, who is a dentist at Clarkson Family Dental, I did not know Dr. Kamen. Nobody could go to the dentist during the pandemic, right? That was a big deal. And he actually put a video up on Facebook talking about, you know, dentistry and making sure people are, you know, being smart during the pandemic. And he put a cell phone number in his video.
Wow.
And I called him.
Yeah.
And he's one of my favorite clients. He's my dentist now. And it's just, you know, that's how things work.
Yeah. And what a great business for you, too, because you get to make so many connections and, you know, just and connect people. That's great. I think it's awesome. And back to, like, all the work that it goes into the photo shoot, it was insane. I just remember working with John, the photographer, as we were trying to, as the day evolved, because there's like a few hours that goes into one of those photo shoots. And I was already off to a running start with the mud and and all of that. And then like, then it started getting hot and then I'm sweating. And then we did a lot of running. I did a lot of running with the dogs and John would have to get the shot. And it was interesting doing that. That was fun. Cause I had the leashes and you would have to like sync the dogs up
tight too.
Yeah. It was funny trying to get those two to sync up because Ziggy was very much still a puppy.
Well, he was what, one and she was two,
and
right?
He outgrew her. So it was like, it was interesting because he got big faster than she did. And it was funny just trying to wrangle those two. Yes. Oh. That was a pretty reasonable shot there to get them both looking at the camera at the same time in the same vicinity of each other. Because in a lot of the photos, one would veer off really far away. Yeah, it was funny.
So sweet.
So, yeah. So I love how many connections that you're able to make for people with and, you know, create a positive impact within the community. And I know that you have other initiatives, too, that you're working on. You want to take us down that road a little bit?
Which initiatives are you talking about?
You have a medical, you're getting involved in the medical arena with the sports.
So I met up with this gal. She's based out of Minnesota. Her name is Sheila, and she is an Olympic coach for figure skating. She's been coaching for 20 some years, and she has over her career figured out that spinning, these kids spinning, doing figure skating, don't get dizzy. And it has something to do, don't know all of the specifics because I'm not a medical person, but it has something to do with your vestibular and how your ear and your brain communicate with one another. And, but doing all the spinning, it doesn't make you dizzy, but it keeps your balance. So she's learned over time that, you know, it can help with, you know, autism and aging and balance and, I mean, all of these different arenas, concussions, physical therapy, there's a million different things that it can be used for.
Now, this is a device?
It is. It's called the rail spinner. But it, you know, you can go at different speeds. It's not scary.
And you would stand on it?
You stand on it. And there's also a balance mat that you get on. So you get on the balance mat before you spin, and it measures, you know, your balance, like your head movement, all of these different things. Then you do a spin, which is usually like maybe 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And then you get back on the balance mat and see like your improvement. And it's crazy how you can literally improve within just one spin. Because I flew out there. I've been on it. I have a coworker that actually turned me on to it. He's been on it. And he's a former coach, played football for many years. And It's just...
This is also big for veterans crazy. And Navy SEALs, isn't that right?
So she's working with Navy SEALs. She's working with the Department of Defense, NASA, Major League, pro teams and, you know, physical therapists. And again, autistic kids and aging adults, you know, just with their band. I mean, it's crazy how many things it can actually help.
Yeah. And now you flew out to Minnesota.
I did.
And met with...
Her name's Sheila Thielen.
Sheila Thielen. Yeah. Got it. And so you're going to be collaborating
someday.
An affiliate maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, right now I would just like to connect her with people that I think that they can help one another.
Yeah.
And bring it to, you know, the masses and not just the elite people, not just, you know, NASA and Marines, but, you know, to kids that have autistic, you know, abilities. Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't it come to everybody?
Right.
Why can't it come to Michigan? Why can't it come to Clarkston?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just really want to connect her with people that I think would be a great
now,
fit.
Is this a non-medical device? Can anybody purchase this device?
Correct.
Or is it just exclusive to doctors?
Nope.
It's for everybody.
Nope. Anybody can. You could get one and have it right here.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have her here. We should have her here in the studio.
She would love that.
Yeah.
She's a feisty. I mean, I'm a small person, but she's a feisty little thing, and yeah. I love her.
That's fantastic. Now, how did you meet Sheila?
So I met her through a friend of mine. His name is Doug. And again, he's one of my coworkers on the west side of the state. And he met her through his football career. And they connected at a conference one time. And here we are.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
So cool. That just sparked up a friendship between you and Sheila. And yeah, you should.
I just talked to her yesterday over
Zoom.
That's
fantastic. Yeah. Now, can you feature her in Clarkston Living Magazine?
Through... I mean, I could.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be a great feature. I wasn't sure if it was exclusive, you know what I mean, just to the local community, but that would be huge for the local community.
Exactly.
So
I
see the
I'm trying
connection.
To connect her with, again, like hospitals and therapists and all, you know, anybody that I think, you know, they could benefit one another because, again, going back to what we said before, that's what I love to do is connect people and see if I can make
that.
A difference.
Yes.
So
that's
why not?
Obviously a huge passion of yours is making a difference. And I know the community just appreciates all you do for for everybody.
Thank
it's
you.
A lot. Yeah. You dial yourself back. I was
hoping. I do.
You do.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. You're a very humble person. And I think it's. But I think it's great to celebrate your accolades, too. I was trying to do some digging, but you're very – you keep everything
– very low profile.
Yeah, very low profile. So, all right, share with me some of the accolades that you've got.
Oh, well, let's see. I've won Volunteer of the Year for the Chamber. That was 2 years ago.
That's the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've won that. You can only win things one time, so I was nominated for Businesswoman of the Year last year. I was also nominated for Small Business of the Year last year. I co-chair with Tom Lowry the Flags for Kids program for the Clarkson Optimists. This year we raised $25,000 for kids.
Wow, that's
so
huge.
So just doing the flags, all the flags down Main Street that you guys see,
yep.
That's what we do.
And I know that about you. I just wanted to
okay.
to share it with the audience. Yes.
So, I mean, we get grants and other things too, obviously, but we donated, I believe it was $80,000 to Bay Court for their playground equipment. If you go into Depot Park, you know, all the equipment down there has the Optimist logo on it. But we do. We do grants and scholarships for kids. There's so many things that we do. But, it all goes back to kids.
That's fantastic. I know Bruce Mercado.
Yes.
He's big with the Optimists.
Yes.
And his assistant, Kathy.
Kathy Novak.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's also really great.
She's awesome, too.
I run into them from time to time grabbing coffee. I've had great chats with both those two folks.
Yeah. They're
fantastic.
Both amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I may have popped into the Optimist a time or two. I don't know. Maybe I have not, but maybe I just have little mini chats with them.
Maybe. They meet at the Methodist Church
yes.
right there on Walden, and they do that every Wednesday morning. And anybody is welcome to come and, you know, listen in and be a part of it and join.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's kind of aging out a little bit. We need some younger people in there to keep it going. And I feel like that's, you know, same with a lot of, like, the Rotary and, you know, Knights of Columbus and all of those different, you know, entities, they're kind of dying out, and we still need them.
And essentially, the point of those clubs are to bring community together.
Agreed.
And promote business.
Yes.
So those are mini, like, kind of networking mm-hmm. business organizations that are looking to make connections for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's basically how you work your time there,
yep.
how you utilize your time there, and who you're networking with to make it work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's fantastic. So I want to make sure that we share the link for your friend Sheila and her initiative. Do you have contact information that we can share?
I can give it to you.
Yeah,
later.
We can put it up at the end.
Okay, perfect.
Of the episode, and is there social media?
She does, believe it or not, she does a lot on LinkedIn. That's
okay.
like her favorite thing.
Yeah.
And
some people are, it's one thing or the other.
That's her thing,
yes.
and she loves her LinkedIn, so that's what she uses the most.
Yeah, I hear
that.
That's good.
She just solidified a deal with Lifetime Fitness, and so there she's, you know, just finalizing all of those locations right now and getting it in there, and that was
so,
a pretty big deal for her.
Yeah, that sounds huge. Mm-hmm. So Lifetime Fitness, they are going to provide members with that device?
Yep. That's I think amazing. They're going to have one in every location.
One in every location. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Sheila for that. That's
She's
huge.
She's doing amazing things.
We have Lifetimes around here.
I think there's one in Bloomfield. Is there one in Bloomfield?
Yeah, Lifetime, I want to say. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have a friend that has a membership to that location. Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. But we should definitely have her here in the studio.
I would love that.
Yeah, you'll have to co-host the episode.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because she's your connection.
She
and,
is.
But that'd be great. You know, I work in 24-hour in-home care also, and I work with many different families and people with different disabilities, and I'm connected also to a lot of veterans and just people with that this could benefit. So that's
100%, huge. 100%.
Yeah.
So I would love to connect, you know, again, to connect you and anybody else that you have that you think would be a good fit for any of this.
Yeah.
And just, you know, connect them and see what happens.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, what are some of the other initiatives you're looking for? We're about into 2025 already. Can you believe it?
No. I feel like this year has gone by faster than any year ever.
I think so too.
Like, I don't know why it's gone by so fast, but it's totally crazy.
All of a sudden it's December. We're coming into December right now. It's crazy. What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, I mean, obviously work.
Yeah.
You know, I love what I do. I love, you know,
and
that's
it's not
never
going
to
change.
You. It's really not.
It's passion. It shows through 100%. In everything that you do, which I really appreciate about you, because you don't make anything you do seem like work, even though I know it's very hard work.
If some that days makes are better any kind than of others.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I love everything that I do in the community. That will never change.
Right.
If I can do something to help Sheila, you know, grow her business, I think that's awesome. I am president-elect for 2025 with the Clarkston Chamber, so I'll be president for the chamber in 2026. It scares me a little bit. It's only a year. I can do this, right?
Yeah,
I can
you
do
got this.
This.
Yeah.
Along with everything
President.
Else I do.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's kind of what's on my radar for the next year or two. But just doing what I'm doing and
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to kind of going through the pandemic and running Clarkston Living and Orion. Did you have Orion at the same time during the pandemic?
No.
That came on later. You onboarded with that later.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how did you kind of navigate those muddy waters with uncertainty, even though it kind of was a great year for you? Like, kind of, I'm sure a lot of people, you're really easy to talk to. And so I've also been at events with you where people like to, you know, get your time and get into a conversation with you because you're very, you know, nurturing. You have a very nurturing presence about you. And so I'm sure during that time, a lot of business owners reaching out to you as, you know, kind of the community connection.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that you kind of became a therapist for a lot of people. How did you balance your own mental health during that time?
Well, it's funny because, like, I mean, I don't think that I struggle with anything mental health wise. Again, some days are better than others, right? But for me, I don't know if you know or not, but I mean, I also teach spin classes. So I do that 3 days a week. I've been teaching for 21 years.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. So to me, like loud music, working out, that's my church.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what makes me happy. If I'm ever having a bad day, go to the gym. You are obviously one of those people as well.
I am. I start at 2, turn on the music and
it's
get
gotta
to
be
it.
Loud.
Yes.
You know, different playlists for different moods for
yes.
sure. But that's one thing that I love. I
it
walk
keeps
into
you
the
in good
gym
mental health.
And my mood changes,
yeah.
honest to God. It's just, it's the craziest thing. And
yep.
then, yeah, I just turn it on and they're always asking me, well, how was your day? I'm like, oh, you guys are in trouble, you know, but they're always, you know, I have, you know, the great group of spinners and they're always.
Where do you do that at? Where do you
Anytime
teach?
Fitness.
Anytime
Fitness. I've taught all over Clarkson. I've been at Deer Lake. I've been at Crunch.
Yes.
I've been all over the place.
That's right over by my house over there. That location. Anytime over there?
Yes, right there at White Lake.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. That's
and
fantastic.
I mean, I love that. They follow me all over, and they request all kinds of crazy, dirty songs. And you know what? The more swear words, the better for them. And you know what? It makes a good workout.
Yeah.
It really does.
My music playlist is
Woo.
All over the place, and I love
Mine
it.
Mine too.
You know,
Mine
I just,
too.
I'm into everything. And so it kind of, my body will tell me when I wake up in the morning what I'm starting with. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, am I starting slow or am I just going right into it? Yep. So that's good. But I think that that ties right into good mental health. You know what I mean? Because you know what works for you. And I don't think I've ever seen you have a bad day, but I know there's good days and bad days for everybody. But I know, like, I remember meeting with you one time and I had like 37 things go wrong in one morning. And I was just chatting with you at an event and it was like, just, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just kind of have that energy to make somebody feel better, like the rest of the day was going to get better. And it did. Like, see? We interacted for like 5 minutes and just your optimism and your personality just brought the best out
of
me.
That's why I'm an optimist.
Exactly.
Right?
No, it makes sense. It all ties up. And I think that the community is just lucky to have such a gem like yourself, you know, networking for people and bringing the positivity to the community, because there's so many things, you know, you run into so many people that just bring negativity. You know, they're not it's hard to combat that sometimes. And it can be overwhelming, and keeping that positive energy, bringing positive energy to the community is so important.
And I think a lot of us too, I mean, we react to other people's energy too. Like, if you're around somebody who's more of a negative person, I mean, you feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty intuitive. Yeah. And I feel like I get more intuitive like all the time. Like, the better I can figure it out, the better I can read people just on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I got a gut feeling about this person.
Yes.
I'm out. So.
Your body just tells you, if you just kind of like let your body read the room without your eyes doing it, it's like, okay, yeah, you're just kind of in tune with that. And I've been working with people, you know, people much like you my whole life, and different families and different individuals. And it's just, I like people.
I
like working with people, you know, and even when they're having bad days, I still like being, you know, a part of their life and, you know, being that uplifting energy. Because I work in the mental health field since, you know, I'm 18 years old, and it's, it can be daunting at times, and it's not always the most uplifting, you know, network to be a part of, but, you know, you got to bring it. You got to bring the energy, and, you know, you got to follow your calling. And I think that it's great that you're doing what you're doing. And now, if you had to pick between Orion and Clarkston, I'm just teasing.
Okay,
you.
I can't show partiality,
I'm
in Clarkston,
yes.
So I'm just gonna throw.
Well, that's
there.
Your baby. That was your first one.
Yeah.
So I think, but I did want to ask you. What are some memorable, besides my photo shoot, memorable covers for you?
Well, again, the one with the gals from downtown that I won an award for. But another one that I won an award for was before yours, Randy and Jennifer Miller. So they are Remax right there on Dixie. And we took the photo shoot. It was at their house. We were literally wrapping up. It was summertime. It was beautiful out. We did pretty much all of the photos outside. And they thought, oh, let's do a bonfire at the very end and we'll roast some marshmallows. And I'm like, perfect. So Jennifer goes inside and, you know, Randy's starting the fire and everything's, you know, totally normal. And she comes out. She's like, Tanya, she goes, I only have mini marshmallows. And I'm like, well, that's even better.
Right.
So here they are roasting these itty bitty marshmallows, and the fire was like gigantic. And that was one of the covers. That was my first award.
I remember
that I won.
This cover, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that one was definitely memorable for me. And they're the best, sweetest people in the world. So that one was great. I mean, I've had so many great ones over the years. I mean, obviously, my first one, again, will always be special to me, which was Lowry's. So the, you know, Rob Lowry and Sarah and, you know, their girls. So that was the first one. And it was actually right on the steps of the Fed.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Right over
You've
there.
You've had some beautiful covers. They're fantastic. Yes. And what is it you're looking for when you get to, because there's got to be, you know, you've had a lot of covers. You've had, and you have two publications.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of thought that goes into that. And I'm sure you work with a great team. And but there's a lot that you have to put in personally. A lot of thought and effort. What is it you're looking for when you're seeking out that special cover?
Well, the family, obviously, they don't have to do or be anything in particular. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have to own a business and they don't have to do this or that. But one of the ones I just did recently was the Robles. And I've known Kristen for a while now, and I knew that her kids were in sports. They played football, and her daughter, Presley, she's, you know, a little cheerleader. And I know that the football season is very short for, you know, for the schools.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted to capture these kids and their uniforms because, I mean, we're, again, such a sports-minded community, too.
Yeah.
And so that was a great photo shoot. But, I mean, they don't have to be or do anything special. I just want good people on the cover that, you know, that love it, honestly. You know, like I said, we're going to do Roger Bailey coming up for the January issue, which I think that's going to be amazing.
Well, Roger Bailey is one of the coolest. Yeah, Roger Bailey is the coolest. He's my old coffee buddy from when I actually used to go out and have coffee.
Right. And I don't drink coffee, so.
Right. I miss him, so I want to get him on the podcast. So you're going to have to put in Roger if you're watching.
Roger. Yes. That's right. I'll get him here, I promise.
Yes. You. Well, you can co-host with me.
Another co-host. Roger, I'm just going to be a staple for you.
Man, Roger's got the best stories. He is just a town staple and just.
And he's quick.
Yes.
I mean, his memory is sharp, and I want to capture all of that. You know, while we have them.
Roger spend the first dollar at the Clarkson Union? There's a dollar bill up at the Clarkson.
Is it a dollar or is it like $100?
Maybe
bill?
It's $100, I think probably it's $100 knowing Roger. Bill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I know that it's in a frame and I know it's Roger's.
It is Roger's, yes. 100%.
Yeah,
I think
it's great.
But he's just that guy. Everybody knows him around town. And again, you don't need to be married or, you know, I mean, again, you were, you know, single guy with your babes.
That. I love that you do that too, because you're not specific to, you know, the family photo. It's right. Clarkson is family. And I would love to see just Roger up there on the cover, you know, solo.
I've put a band on the cover. Yeah. I did One Ton Trolley on the cover, which was awesome. They're a family.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're a little family, just being on, you know, being a band.
I saw a great cover you did with I think it was a mother and son, and they launched a local barbershop in town. And that mother and son looked so cool. I want to say they had like a classic car in the photo or truck.
Do you know the story behind that?
No,
I don't. That's my car.
Is it your car? Share the story. Yes. All right, spill the tea.
So John Ransom from Winship right here, he's been bothering me for like a year beforehand. He's like, Tanya, we got to get that car on the cover. I'm like, John, how do I put a car with a random family? It seems really like weird, right?
Yeah.
And then when I told him that we were going to do Walter T's, which is the barbershop right there in Dixie and family owned. And so he goes, this is our opportunity. Because, I mean, it's an old school barbershop and they're, you know, they've got their tattoos and, you know, Zach, he's got his Harley. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be perfect, right? So we go to the barbershop and we, you know, do all the photos and we bring his Harley in and we're taking pictures. They've got a pool table in there.
Yep.
And it's just, they're just cool, cool people in there, right? And then we take the car, my car, over to Baycourt and we bring his Harley over there and we take photos of them, you know, with the car and everything. And I mean, that was kind of special to me because that was given to me from my dad when he passed away.
I thought you were going to say that. I think I know that. You had that car.
So I've had it for 15 years now.
Yes.
And it was kind of funny because Tammy, she's Zach's mom, you know, we get over there and now we're outside and it's sunny and she's like, oh, I forgot my sunglasses. She's like, can I borrow yours? And I said, well, you can, but they're prescription.
Yeah.
So all of the photos, I mean, she's got my sunglasses on and it was a great photo shoot.
It was a great cover. And I love that place. I have, I'm committed. I have a girl that cuts my hair. So I can't stray.
You would love it in there.
No, I know. I peek in there because there's somewhere I go over there for something and I have to walk by it, so I peek in all the time. But I don't want a relationship build with anybody because I got my girl that does my hair for you.
I got it. I go to the same girl I've gone to for 20 years, so I get it.
I got my barber, Julie. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. I'm going to have her on the podcast. But what kind of car is that again? Like,
it's
refresh
a 57
my memory.
Pontiac Star Chief.
Yes. I just got into buying classic cars.
Really?
So, yes, I just purchased a 66 Mustang Fastback.
Oh, that's my favorite, is the Mustang Fastback.
351 Cleveland.
What color?
Dark green.
Oh, it's even better.
It's a beautiful, beautiful green. And actually, when we wrap up here, I'm going to pick it up. I had some work being done on it. And, I haven't gotten to drive it on the last few nice days of the year that we've had, but luckily today the weather's clear, so I can get it. But yeah,
can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get that on the cover.
Yeah,
of Clarkson
we have to do
Living.
Another. We'll yes. have to do like a you know a regroup.
Well, we're gonna have to get you on the cover of Clarkson
no,
Living.
No. My picture is like this big, and I'm there and inside. That's all you get from me.
I know. I love it. It's so funny. But yeah, you're gonna have to do a cover. You're gonna have to do a cover issue, maybe with Roger.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for this one. I really can't.
He's got some classic Porsches too.
He does.
Yes, yeah. He's a Porsche guy, and so I wanted to go to. He is always doing something cool, and he goes to the Indy, to Indianapolis, and I know his daughter lives in Indianapolis, and his grandkids, and but he's always at the races, going to the races up there because he's a former race car driver.
Yes, he's been he's worked on so many different vehicles and Ferrari. He's got a watch given to him from Enzo Ferrari. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean it's. Again, the stories that this man has locked in his head, I want to get all of them out, but it's endless.
I know. That's why I love having coffee with him because I was flashing back. This is prior to me launching the podcast. Every chat, every coffee that I had with Roger was a podcast.
Yeah. You know? They're all different.
Yes.
He's got a million of them.
Yes. And his memory is sharp as a tack. He looks great. Yep. I love having coffee with him. I miss him. Yeah. I'm going to have to get him on the show. I do have his number. I'm going to text him. Yeah. We ran into each other not long ago across the street having lunch, and I mentioned the podcast. And he's like, I wouldn't have anything to talk about. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Really? He's got so many books written about him
and
everything else. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's like so under the radar. It's not even funny, but he can't be because he's too cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're too cool to fly under the radar. It's impossible.
I think he's lived here for decades just in Clarkston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Great guy. Yeah, you have all the connections in town, and you get to meet so many cool people. You'd be a good author for a book.
I'm sure.
Yes,
I have a lot of stories.
I think
a lot. I have almost as much, not quite, but useless information up here like Roger does, but he's got great stories. But
yeah, you have a lot of great stories and a lot of great connections with businesses and different things like that. I'm sure you could. Parlay a book together.
Probably.
Yeah, bestseller. Probably. Yes.
It's crazy. Just photo shoots alone, I've got like a million stories.
Yeah. Outside of that, going into 2025, I'm sure you're not launching your book this year, but going into 2025, what's cooking? Just work on the horizon and plugging away?
Yeah. Doing my thing. I can always use more families, more content, more, advertisers. That's what I do, and that's what I love, and just meeting more people.
Yeah, that's another perk about any business in town can connect with you to advertise for their business, buy space in the magazine.
Correct.
And are you digital also?
We are. So we do Facebook, Instagram, Google. We do listings, too, so we can, move your name up the list. If somebody Googles you or, Googles HVAC, it can also move you up. In the search parameters, but we're always adding new products, which is great.
Yeah.
So, we're not just print. That's what I love the most is print.
I love print too. So I was going to say, I love that you're all of it, but I love that you do print because I actually like looking through a magazine still.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. I grew up like
they keep
with that.
Them. They, they read them. There's a calendar, there's recipes, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So, and honestly, another thing that I really love to do because I'm very much on the up and up and I can't and won't ever reach out to minors, but I love to highlight the kids, sports or just, anything that they do, I've worked a lot with, the Bailey House and those kids that, did all the construction work there and just, kids in general that, do something in the community or I love that. And what parent doesn't want to see their kid publicized in a magazine or in
Absolutely.
A newspaper? So, it's just cool. It's just finding those, those stories are a little bit harder because I can't reach out.
Sure.
I need the parents or, schools or something. I mean, I do work pretty closely with Clarkson schools, to get some of those stories.
That's amazing. Yeah. And all the volunteer experiences that you're connected to also is a great way for you to network with families. And I think that if any of the parents within the community are looking to get their kids involved in a volunteer experience, you'd be a great point person to reach out to for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because in my Orion magazine, I had one of the gals that she's a teacher in Orion schools. She gets the magazine, and she contacted me, it was probably a year and a half ago, and she's like, I've got, a gal student she's, you know, journalist major, you know, that's what she wants to do eventually. And she would love to be an intern. Would you ever consider doing anything like that? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was so cute because we set up a little meeting and she came in like all professional with like a little binder and a resume. And it was like the cutest thing ever. And she wrote for me she was just a junior. So I got her at the tail end of her junior year. And then she wrote for me the whole time her senior year. Like her parents went to Spain over the summer. So she wrote about that. She did some sports articles, just, you know, life as a teenager, all of these things. And at the end, when she was graduating, you know, I wrote her a letter of recommendation, trying to help her get, you know, some scholarships and stuff like that when she went off to college. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you hire for your team through Best Version. So you don't have to go through Best Version. And,
no, they're okay. All people that
you
I
vet
hire.
Them out,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, they're so all me.
If someone wanted to get aboard with your team, they would just reach out to you directly?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what kind of positions do you offer out there, just for anybody listening that would?
I mean, you could be a ghostwriter. You could be, you know, again, if you wanted to, you know, just be somebody that, you know, writes on certain things, if you want to just write about sports or just write about, you know, different things, or if you maybe you're, you know, a pet advocate and you want to, you know, write about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I whatever.
That's awesome. So you have a very open mind for, a great template there.
Or maybe I actually had another gal, she wrote a cookbook, and she would always give me like all these awesome recipes.
Well, that's funny that you said that, because when we were talking about the book and I said you should be an author, I was thinking, I bet you have a lot having the magazine. I bet you featured a lot of different things like that. You could put together a cookbook, I'm sure.
I mean, I've had so many different things. I mean, I could do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'd put it in a big, like, you know, compilation, but.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all over the board. So I don't really just narrow it down. I'm very open-minded. And if you come up with a great story and you want to, you know, share it, why not?
That's amazing. So where can people reach out to you?
So if you do get the magazine, so all of my contact information is right in the front inside. There's my picture, my little bitty picture there. And it has my cell phone number, my email address. You know, if you don't get the magazine and you want to get it, you can always reach out to me too. You can find me or any of my information at the chamber office as well. So just ask everybody.
That's fantastic. Okay. And social media handles, are you on Instagram?
So I'm Facebook, Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn, but I never really use that for anything. So, but yeah.
Would that be under Clarkston Living or your personal name?
I have both.
Okay.
I have both.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We can put those links up. We can share. And
okay.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and visit today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
This is awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You know I was nervous, but it really wasn't nearly as scary as I thought.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And you are welcome anytime. I think that we have a couple of folks that we need to co-host an episode or two with.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We're going to talk more.
Yes, I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. The beautiful Tanya Carson, Best Version Media, Clarkston Living, and Orion Magazine. That's a wrap.